Catholic aid agency Caritas is tackling the challenge of world hunger at a congress entitled Future Without Hunger, taking place June 1st and 2nd in Vienna. Organized jointly by Caritas Austria, Caritas Internationalis, and Caritas Europa, the congress is taking an in-depth look at current developments in food security, global trade, and hunger disasters. Fausta Speranza spoke to the press officer for Caritas Europa, Thorner Omarsson, about the congress.
This is a congress held in Vienna that is co-organized by Caritas Europa and Caritas Austria together with Caritas Internationalis in Rome, with also a special contribution from Caritas Belgium. And the aim is to make more awareness of the problem of hunger in the world. As you know, we have 1 billion people in the whole world who are suffering from hunger, while one-third of all the food production is being wasted. So this is a global phenomenon and global problem that needs to be tackled, and this is one of the core elements of the whole Caritas work, is to fight against poverty and, of course, against hunger.
We speak a lot about the crisis, economic crisis, and not only, but maybe we are forgetting the poverty.
Yes, that's what we experience as well. Here in Brussels, for instance, we have decision makers meeting at all times, discussing the crisis, the economic crisis, and how to get out of there, how to improve economic growth, things like that. But we are quite sure that even with some economic growth, that will not instantly solve the problem of hunger. There are other measures that need to be tackled, and that's why we cannot and we may not forget about this grave problem.
What to do?
Well, Caritas has put together for this Congress several the demands that we are putting forward to global decision makers, and both on the global level, on a European level, and also on a national level. And first of all, it's very important that everybody acknowledges the right to food for everybody. That needs to be acknowledged on a global level and respected. It is also about supporting family farming, and we have to help food systems to cope with climate change, which is a bigger problem every year. So there are many things that we need to tackle.
What to say about the structural causes of hunger? I mean the causes, the origin, the causes we don't manage to change.
The causes are so diverse. For instance, we need to. The Caritas has already welcomed the adoption of the FAO for voluntary guidelines on a responsible governance for a land tenure. And it's important to ensure that local population land rights are protected from land deals, for instance. We have to stop land grabbing in big areas in the whole world. And Caritas calls for compulsory accountability framework to ensure implementation, including a complaint mechanism for the land that is being grabbed unlawfully to be returned to the legitimate owners. This is a problem in many countries in the third world.